Florida House passes gaming compact between Ron DeSantis, Seminole Tribe. By Kyle Morris on May 19, 2021. The Florida House approved the 2021 gaming compact between the Seminole Tribe of Florida and Governor Ron DeSantis in a 97-17 vote on Wednesday. The compact, which passed the state Senate on Tuesday with a vote of 38-1, now awaits federal approval from Department of Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, the first Native American to hold the position in American history. If the 30-year compact is approved at a federal level, sports gambling in the Sunshine State could begin as early as October. It also provides the Seminole Tribe with the ability to operate sports betting and add roulette and craps to its casinos. Additionally, the compact creates a new $2.5 billion revenue-sharing guarantee over the next 5 years, according to local news outlets. "It is a good deal for our state," said State Representative Randy Fine, R., in a statement to the Associated Press. "Could we get a better deal? I don't know. I'd like to think I could, sure. But I don't have that choice. I have this deal in a closer path to $1.5 million a day." Following approval from the Florida legislature, Seminole Tribe of Florida Chairman Marcellus Osceola Jr. released the following statement on the gaming compact. "Today, all the people of Florida are winners. Thanks to legislative approval of the gaming compact between the state of Florida and the Seminole Tribe of Florida. It is a historic and mutually beneficial partnership between the state and Seminole Tribe that will positively impact all Floridians for decades to come. The Seminole Tribe wants to express our sincere thanks to Governor Ron DeSantis, Senate President Wilton Simpson, House Speaker Chris Sprouls, as well as to Minority Leaders Senator Lauren Book and Representative Evan Jenny, who have all worked hard to make this opportunity a reality. I must also thank our entire team for such a meaningful outcome and specifically Seminole Gaming CEO Jim Allen for leading the negotiations. In addition to the success of the compact in the state legislature, the House also passed SB 4A, which establishes additional enforcement measures to address violations of gambling laws and the conduct of unauthorized gaming in the state. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.